where you can go back. You can't go back then forth.
In and out, and in and out.
Friends, neighbors, algorithms and robots of the future, welcome to Big O's Life.
Hey!
The podcast. Joined moving left to right here by the fabulous Howdy Show brothers, Christopher and Michael. The hosts with the mosts. Over here, Hagrietta's alter ego with her secret list. She's making a list and checking it twice.
Ooh, it's a spreadsheet.
It's a spreadsheet.
I can't commit to one column, Jay. I got to have lists beside
but
list.
Left to
this
right.
This is Mum Shackle.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And this young man has been working at the same Kmart for the last 30 years. The one and only Dan Easley.
Hey, man. What's happening?
It's
my tagline.
I think I'm still Jay's heir, the third best X-Men and late stand-up comedian.
You got a show coming up.
Got a show coming up tomorrow night.
Whoa!
At Eastern Mennonite University.
So Wednesday night, that's the hot night for comedy at EMU.
They're Mennonites. They're going to be praying the other 7 nights of the weekend.
All right, how long did we get into that episode before mentioning Mennonites? I'm starting to time these conversations.
I didn't mention the Mormons yet.
There we go.
We have a special guest over here in the silent Aaron and Dave chair we're going to bring in shortly.
Yes, very good. He's excited. He can tell. He wants to jump in.
Oh, he's ready.
He's ready.
He has a cisgender.
Aaron and Dave?
He has no idea what's going on.
He didn't listen to any previous episodes before he came on.
Oh, we are the post Bingo Is Life podcast. How did the pre-post bingo show go?
Sure.
I got here in time for the last roll.
It was a great show this evening.
Super fun.
The vibe so felt pretty good tonight. It really did.
It was robust.
I don't know. Again, going back to the whole reading the crowd, and when they're with you, it's so much fun. And that was tonight. Mm-hmm. Glad Definitely. To be doing it.
Did you by any chance play that Ozzy Osbourne thing?
Oh, you know what? We did. There is a certain Ozzy Osbourne tune that did get some play. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ozzy made a few bucks today.
We are down here at Ruby's Arcade in the scenic downtown Harrisonburg. The town's so nice they had to name it thrice.
There it is. And thank you, Ruby's Arcade, for sponsoring this wonderful podcast.
All right. And for bringing us our guest.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are very excited this evening to have the one and only Ken Gibson, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I told you you'd eventually get to speak.
Okay, it didn't take that long.
He's almost as famous as that other guy we had on that time.
At least. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So we've had a couple.
Can I just say hi to my wife, Wendy?
Yeah, yeah, you've made it.
I could put it out there. Yeah. And Louie, Jay, Molly, Luke, Hannah, love you guys.
Oh.
That's 25% of the audience.
Yeah.
If they all listen, we're all making money
for this show.
I'm just covering myself. They're not going to listen, but just in case.
It's the robots of the future.
You can always ask them, what did I say? And when they don't even know, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Well, Ken's biggest...
I said hi.
Ken's biggest claim to fame at the moment is you are the theater person at Harrisonburg High School.
It's true.
previously Spotswood.
Previously Spotswood. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am that guy. I work over at Harrisonburg High School. I'm the theater director. By day, sometimes by night.
Yeah.
But that is my gig.
What do you teach anything else?
I teach theater. I teach technical theater. I mean, it's like theater 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so you don't have to teach history anymore.
No, I used to.
Yeah, but those days are done.
I did. I taught history.
And it's grades 9 through 12? Or
9 through 12, 9 through correct.
They have the coaches teaching history now, Chris.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's really fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. They're good guys.
Yeah.
No, but Ken has done a lot of has brought a lot of his students through various projects to the theater, and I've seen the way that they behave when you come in, and they love you. Like, you're
Thank
definitely
you. Nice
popular amongst your
Sometimes
students.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
But as I age out of it, I don't know. I feel a little generation gap.
No, really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you feel like this generation's lame?
They're not going to listen if you call them names, man.
No. I love them. But sure, I don't know. You know, I think it's just part of the process.
It's not that they're lame. It's just that you're old.
What? You know what? This is it's great. It's with my children. I love my children.
Yeah, sure. Mm. And you're still old.
But yeah, I feel old. It's weird. I didn't. All of a sudden, I blinked and I was old.
Yeah, yeah. I think I feel that.
Yeah, but you look good.
You do.
Yeah. You look good.
Yeah. Well, because I visited Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's called The Experience. I got a great haircut. I really, yeah, nice. I got to just
it is a good
take
haircut.
My headset off to Sammy.
That's because you still have all your hair.
Thank you.
You must have sold your soul to satanic entity.
Thing. I mean, it's a good thing we're on radio. Jay.
Hey, so what was, this is the musical season for the high schools. I'm going to profess my total
ignorance.
It did
pass. That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, no. What would you do?
What do we
has
do?
Been yeah. 2 months.
What
do
we do?
You don't know?
I didn't you don't know. Even know what we did?
Well, why was we want to tell people? There's got to be somebody
else.
There's
cats, right? There's
yeah.
cats.
Yeah, we yeah. talked about it, yeah.
So it's deer season, then musical season.
Yeah. But,
for Jay.
See, Dan.
I thought he loved downtown.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Okay, fair.
It wasn't cats.
Eggs from an unvaccinated chicken.
He's trying to make that joke work. And,
still workshopping.
Yeah. Okay.
So whose decision was it to make cats?
To the make cats? Cats.
Well, I think that was the cat's decision, Chris.
When a mother cat and a father cat love each other very much.
We're gonna make
these
some
birds
money.
And these bees fly in, and then voila, kittens.
Wait, that's not cats. That's kittens.
That's kittens,
so,
cats.
So how does it work? There's a group of you that decide what musical you're going to do the next season?
There is, yeah. There's a whole bunch of people. There's a choreographer that's Amber Corriston. Hi, Amber. I know Amber doesn't listen.
She will, though.
I mean, I know Amber's listening.
Welcome to this soon podcast, as you tell, Amber. We're so excited to have you.
You tell her about it.
Okay. Why haven't you just tried just name dropping the entire
no,
podcast?
Our okay. one fan, Grayson. Yes.
Grayson.
Hey, buddy.
Hold on, Grayson's definitely listening to this one. He's gonna be like,
right now.
"What oh, yeah. Grinders on there?"
Yeah, right.
Who's Grayson? Yeah. Oh, Grayson.
Oops.
Oh, sorry. It only there was no cue between me asking the question and knowing things. There's the choreographer Amber, and there's the choir teacher. That's Beth Hauf. Hi, Beth. I know you're not listening. And then there's the pit director. That's Daniel Upton.
That's a great job title.
Pit director?
Yes.
Well, he's the band teacher, really.
Okay. But
for the...
I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Good for him. Great way to teach a band.
Pit?
But
maybe orchestra
pit director.
Yeah, pit director.
Yo, it sounds so tough.
So it's a group decision.
It is.
It's not just you. It's not like you're just, you know, ha, 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 I'm going to tell them what we're doing.
No.
Very good. All right. And they all decided this is the way to go. And it sounded like... I heard stories that this decision was made because you could get a lot of people involved with cats. Is that... Does that sound right?
I don't...
As far as, like...
It was the only one, like, I think... Like, if people are wondering... I know none of your audience is wondering, like, what the musical is. I mean, one, you don't have an audience.
My mother might be listening.
Okay.
Jay's mother, Cats, we have is based on a T.S. Eliot
30 to 60 people.
Right, we've got a
but
solid
it's really
30.
Easy. I can give everybody the formula.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. There it is. Okay. It's got to have, like, it's got to have some dances in it.
Yes.
Right? It's a musical. Yes. But it has to have, like, enough dances to sustain it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some of the older shows, like Wizard of the Oz, what's it called?
Wizard of the Oz?
Wow. I didn't know Wizard of the Oz.
I think that's the generic one.
Carousel. Prepositions Cara are
of the
tricky.
The dances are, like, they're kind of like, they're there. They're kind of a little bit mid, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it's got to have... A pit orchestra. We have a huge band.
Yeah.
You can't do like Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, right.
You can't.
Why not?
No, that makes it's perfect like, sense. Yeah, I get
you
that.
You just got a guitar and a drummer or
because
something.
There's so many things you got to consider and so many, many different.
You got to have a flute. You got to have a trumpet. You got to have the other thing.
So
you got to have
is it,
the oboe.
Is it too early to ask, like, is anybody thinking about next year? Are you leaning into the direction? Are you allowed to talk about it?
Sure.
I mean, you know, with the 30 people that are listening to this, they want to know.
That's 60.
Well,
on a good day.
Listeners, you're about to get a hot scoop.
Let me see.
Can we provide a hot scoop here? What we're doing?
I don't know. We're going to meet like a week and a half.
They're going to meet
in a week and a half.
They are planning to plan.
I'm pretty sure 7 brads or 7 brothers. Just on there, people. get on there.
But I think the thing that might throw people, like, after doing Cats, we could do anything.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, interesting.
What? You know what I mean?
I like that.
Aladdin?
Sure. Hmm. There's a couple that we can't do. Like, okay, here's a scoop.
Okay.
We were like, hey, the schools are splitting.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But do you know what the plan is for musical?
No.
Okay. One musical?
Is Cruising at Home?
One musical.
No,
under
I
curtains.
Don't. I was just wondering. We were going to do, yeah, we're going to combine the musical for the first couple years.
Okay.
Like, so in theory, like a bus will bring kids over from Rocktown.
Is that so you have more people, or is that?
Rocktown isn't being built with an auditorium. I heard that.
Oh, yeah, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But I think it was, I don't know. I think it was maybe just to kind of retain like some of the culture or something, like just to kind of do something together. And so I forgot what I was saying. I'm so sorry.
We were thinking
we got to go big. We should do something that everybody knows. So we were like, let's do something. We were like, something Disney, Beauty and the Beast.
Mm. Yeah.
That would be right.
It's
right.
Huge.
They've right. done it before at Harrisonburg, but because it's going on like a regional tour, it's no longer available for high schools to do.
What?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, at
could you do West Side Story and have one of the gangs from one student body and the other gang from the other student body?
Idea.
I love West Side Story. Yeah. We've talked about West Side Story a lot.
Yeah.
But because it's like it's a Leonard Bernstein piece of music.
Yeah.
The music is impossible.
Oh, right.
Okay?
Yeah,
like, it's super hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't play anything. Anything would be really difficult for me, but I'm being told.
Yeah, I could imagine a pretty sophisticated harmonic structure.
Yeah,
like bunch
right.
Weird
like that
going
stuff.
On.
Like those kind of.
I mean, my high school did it.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, TA did it back in 1991, 92.
Speaking of which, I've asked this question before and totally forgot the answer, but do you get together with the other high schools and decide who gets to do what? What if everybody decides to do Cats?
Another scoop.
We just
the inside
there
scoop.
Is like an email that goes out. It's just like, you know, fellow directors is like the label I have
what
it in.
What you thinking?
And we just send it out, and there's like 20 people on it. And so around now, like going into May, people start to decide because they want to decide before summer.
Right.
But traditionally, we've always decided like September.
Is there ever an argument? All right.
There was a tiff not too long ago.
Fallacious news.
Spotswood said, I'm doing this. And TA said, I'm doing this.
But for the most part, I don't think it. Even if two schools choose the same show, like, and they could be, obviously they're not going to be all in the county, but one could be in the city, one could be in the county, but most of the shows are done for the immediate community. It doesn't really matter if there's really a spillover and East Rock is doing the same thing we're doing.
Okay.
But there's general agreement that, you know, a lot of times, thankfully, we haven't really had the same show in mind.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there was a Mamma Mia spurt for a while. Like, everybody was doing Mamma Mia.
I think I went and saw Les Mis there, and I could have. It was like watching a Broadway show.
Nice.
Wow.
It was so good. I was like, because it doesn't stop, you know?
Yeah,
it's just, it's nonstop. There's, when I did musicals when I was in high school, it was like, we do a song, and then there's a break. And then you do a song, and then it seemed like a break. Hmm. But with Les Mis, it was like, and it never stopped, the music just keep going, and then it goes to the next song, and then, you know, and the set was huge. Did you do that one?
Mm. No.
It's more like
no?
an opera.
No,
was that
before
was,
you?
No, my Stan Swartz, that was.
Holy moly, I was so impressed.
Last few.
That was, it was amazing. That guy definitely did anything better than you.
Thank you. I hear that a lot.
Wow.
The biting
He's
humor.
Our guest, you know.
I know. No. Hold on. What did I see? I saw something you did. It was really good.
You did Can't Feel at Home.
Oh, God.
I mean, that wasn't in school, but he did that.
Well, no, I did.
That Stan did that. You're talking about
that you were asking. That was what we
I think Howdy was trying to reference
about.
Something that you've seen
you
of
did
mine.
That wonderful play that you that seemed impossible to do, and that you he had to reach out to everyone from the high school to do.
Oh yeah, Hairspray.
That was so good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It was so challenging. I can't believe. I mean, that must have taken a lot of courage and faith in the universe to proceed without knowing that you had the people to do it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think that's
the
biggest challenge.
Was that the one you did at Spotswood?
I did that at Spotswood, and then I did it at Harrisonburg.
You called me, and you were like, who does sound? I need a sound guy for my musical. And I was like, have you talked to Southern Audio? And you were like,
but
I think
I think actually I called you. We had some problems like during Greece, and I think Jason came in and like saved the day.
Jason Masterka, he is a true hero.
If Southern Audio runs this town as far as audio, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Jason Masterka is amazing.
You did Hairspray at Harrisburg with the mayor in it.
Yeah, yeah. Dina Reed was in it. Like it was a
wild.
It was just a very different feeling. To me, it felt like a real community kind of event, you know. And I think that was kind of lost, like, with COVID and stuff like that. Like, that was 2020, and then 2 weeks later, we had the COVID and stuff like that. And then it's always been really hard to kind of, I don't know, recover. We couldn't really build on that. And that was, like, and I always think, like, sometimes the performing arts don't really reflect our school's diversity, you know. And that was the one thing I really wanted to do, you know.
Same way with the town in general. I mean, we have an incredibly diverse town, and they're not... Well, they're not getting involved with the community theater anyway, I don't think.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they have their own community.
Right, exactly. Like, and it's not, they're not into theater per se.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. I think sometimes I was just looking at my own thing in my own lens, and I just feel like sometimes you got to create that opportunity too, you know? Like, like Hairspray, it is a. I mean, Hairspray's kind of maligned, too. Like, it's not a great musical. It's like, a lot of people call it, like, a white savior kind of musical anyway, you know, with the girl. But, I don't know. It created, like, you couldn't have done it without the people playing those parts, you know? So it was all of a sudden, like, the school counselor was involved, and he had connections with those kids because of the Black Student Union. And then Dina was involved, and Dina can get community members. You know what I mean? It was, like, just totally different, and it was... Like, that was, like, for me, like, really rewarding, or whatever the word would be, you know. Sometimes, like, being so close to it, you don't really sometimes see that, you know. But you just take people's word that it is happening. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, anytime, like, I remember we were hanging out, like, a couple years ago, and you put on, like, a song from Chicago, and we had just finished, like, doing the musical Chicago, and I was like... Turn that off. You know what I mean? Feel like sometimes a sick reaction, like physical illness. You know what I mean? Like the trade-off in hours and time. And
that's how I feel about The Sound of Music.
Oh, really?
Cannot handle it.
There's a sound.
Yeah, Jay.
Even Edelweiss?
Edelweiss is okay. Yeah. It's like really basic songs, like where she's teaching the children those songs.
Oh, no way.
Because they don't have any grip. It's just vapid, you know?
Yeah. No, I listen to that, like, that's, like, the thing that cheers me up. Sound of Music.
This is why I'm broken. Yeah.
Like, on a record? Oh, my God.
Edelweiss is, like, just like, the finest folk song that is not actually a folk song.
Yeah.
It's so great. It's
like,
beautiful.
I found the Broadway, like, with Mary Martin.
Oh, gosh.
Like, put that on? Oh, with those two obscure songs, like you won't see in the movie, like the Max and Elsa songs.
Yes, those are I like those.
Yeah, those are really catchy. Yeah.
Of crazy people. You know?
Yeah.
Around the sun.
What?
Oh,
I didn't know there was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Extra cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was a little kid,
they're fun. They're like fun songs.
Fun.
I will try. I guess I'll try to find them and connect them to this episode.
There you go.
Yeah. Maybe take us out.
You're a fool if you worry. You're a fool if you worry.
Yeah, how do you know it so well?
Wow,
my mother had the Broadway soundtrack in 1963 at my house with the old 1960s stereo system. Even though she was an old order Mennonite.
Jay, as the world's best ventriloquist, did the puppet scene really speak to you?
Puppet scene really spoke to me. Yeah,
especially
the puppet scene.
Inspiring.
The punching
with the with the goat herd, the lonely goat herd.
Oh, yeah.
More important question. Don't you have an omelet named after you at the little grill?
What?
Ooh,
do
is
I?
That true?
An
is
omelet?
That, I thought
is
it was a sandwich.
No, the sandwich. Yeah, the sandwich. Breakfast grinder.
The grinder. Is it still there?
It's not an omelet grinder.
It's not an omelet grinder. Not yet.
Hey, there's an idea. There's an idea for you, Ron.
It did go away briefly. It was struck during the collective later years, though. It was like the what was it? It was the... It wasn't a grinder because they didn't want to have the bread anymore. And I'm not bitter.
What is the significance of the word like grinder? Because before we started recording, a young man walked by and pointed you, was like, hey, grinder, and then kept walking. I may have been hallucinating. I don't know.
Maybe you said that.
No.
Somebody say that?
Yeah, it was just like some young punk.
A young punk? A young punk? Is that a nickname of mine?
Perhaps a high school student.
Really?
I
usually don't share that nickname.
I actually think that the word, that your nickname, it's funny because I think it got more popular today. People talk about how the grind and grinding.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I'm a grinder.
Yes.
Because I work all the time. Capitalist.
We used to call it a hustler, but now it's a grinder.
It's a grinder.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, yeah, that but checks out.
I took it really because it was like at that place that sold food. Yeah, it's a. On the foil of the wrapper, it said, like, you can call me a sub, you can call me a hoagie, you can call me a grinder.
Yes, right, right.
And then my good friend Ron Copeland, I think he's been on the show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Big friend
twice
of the
now,
show.
I believe.
Really?
Yeah, twice.
No, huge fan.
Oh, you were desperate.
I'm sure
for
he's listening
guest,
right now.
Yeah. Just on the edge of his seat.
Better. Has he by any chance contacted you to play the role in the play tomorrow night?
That's right.
Is it tomorrow?
I believe it starts. Right?
Well, tomorrow's they're still looking for a part.
Oh, for like a mover.
A mover, yeah.
I don't know. I got the costume for it. I found that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You helped him?
Oh,
that's so cool.
Sure.
Good.
Sure.
I know some great stories, but like none of them would be appropriate for the podcast. Considering we are not professionals.
Listeners, subscribe to our Patreon so that you can listen to the uncut episodes. Hot where take, Jay though. Talks about
so,
his dark time.
You two were both in Waiting for Godot together. Yep. What else were you all in together?
Oh, we were. Yeah, that's one of the stories. We were in the Zoo Story one time. Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
I had a very memorable experience, which I cannot share on the show.
Oh, okay.
Listener, if you subscribe to our Patreon,
can we play a game with Jay and ask, what year was that?
Yeah, yeah. We've played that game before.
It had to have been post.
I think the game is, what year is it now?
The answer is always 1847.
What did you have for breakfast, Jay?
1847.
No, how long ago are we talking that you guys
90s.
Were on the stage? In the 90s?
Yeah, 94, 95.
Well, yeah, really good, Jay. That was really impressive. Yeah, I think you're right on the money.
It's right around when my divorce happened. So
okay.
So I have that little touchstone.
Dude, that's when you still lived out there in the wilderness that's now like part of the city, the Garber's Church.
Right, it was right where the high school is.
Where the high school is. It was
it was a
farm
farmhouse. Yeah.
And it's sad that it's gone. It was a winding old road, winding country road. And then it
didn't wind that much. Nice. I mean,
I was driving on it.
It was just it was a little windier. It was a little dirtier. But
Ken, do you do any, so you direct, but are you in anything? Have you been in a play or a musical, or do you ever do
like
any?
Recently? Like a
Five
cameo?
Years. Ever. Yeah.
Ever?
Ever? Yeah. Is it ever?
I be in.
Yeah.
Wait, like, do you have any credentials whatsoever?
What have you done?
Recently, in the past year, there was a Shakespeare competition at the school, right? And it's like, we have a school round, and then those winners go to, like, Blackfriars Theater to compete, and then the winner of that goes to New York City. But the students were learning a monologue, so I learned one, and I performed one in November. Does that count?
It totally does, 100%.
Which
monologue?
What play was it?
It was the first one I ever learned, like, when I was in ninth grade. It was Macbeth's
Cheater.
Monologue. Yeah, I know. I was like, man, I can't remember too much.
Do you remember any of it now?
That.
Can you give us a line? One, two, go!
Sure. Is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle towards my hand? Come, let me clutch thee.
Ooh!
I have thee yet? No? But yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight, or art thou but a dagger of the mind?
Wow, he's actually pointing to his mind while he does this.
I know. And then I had
Dear
a dramatic
listener.
Pause. anyway, and
that's good. That was good
because it's Shakespeare's birthday.
Oh,
yeah,
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 right.
right now.
They think. They're not 100% sure.
Let's just go with it.
But they're guessing today.
How are you sure of your birthday? Because your mom told you?
Yeah. Mama.
Is that what you say on Christmas?
Yeah, we guess. This is Jesus' birthday. Maybe. Somebody's at
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Maybe.
We're not 100% sure. Yes, we do that on Christmas. I don't even know so that you, I celebrate
you,
Christmas.
Yes.
Are you going to be going to see the show at the Grill?
Yes, I will be in attendance.
Ooh, what night are you going?
I don't know. What night are you going? I can't go open at night.
I'm going on the 3rd.
Going on the 2nd.
What's that mean? Like
Date,
okay.
The date.
No, we're playing baseball.
May the 2nd, May the 3rd.
Who's on first?
I got you. It opens Thursday, but don't tell Ron.
Ron, turn it off right now.
I'm going out. Knicks are playing the Sixers on Thursday.
Yes. Well, there you go.
That is a great series.
I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Embiid is a shot, though.
Yeah. Yeah. He only has one leg.
He's playing on one foot.
Yeah.
I see signs.
Yeah. The signs. We made it. Yeah, we made it to 20, 30 minutes somewhere in between there. That's a beautiful thing.
Do I hear the encouraging pro musical?
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't.
You don't hear that.
What is it saying?
Because we have to.
What?
Well, I feel like we have to at least tell people. So there's a play happening that we were just talking about.
Yep, that's right.
At the Little Grill. Okay. And it's opening. When's it open?
Thursday night
at the Little Grill. And that is something that we want to go. We think you all should go.
Right.
Check that out.
The play?
Runs for 2 weekends.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the play.
You don't know the name either?
Private by Mona
Pernot.
Yeah, Pernot. Yeah.
And you can actually save.
Where is it, Jay?
It's at the Little Grill on 621 North Main Street. And you can save the
did you have a work there?
I did. I was paid for working there.
I don't know.
They had to call me on Candid Comment to get me to show up. And, hello, Jay. Are you listening?
I think I still remember the phone number. 434-3594. Boom! Yeah. There you go.
Is that it, like, anyway, today and now? Is that the same?
I have no
same.
Idea.
If you want to save the service fee from Eventbrite, you can go to the Little Grill and buy tickets in person there, and they'll say and pick up a nice cookie. Or
they got big cookies, and they're good.
Or, you know,
cookies.
A sandwich to go while you're down there.
Yeah. You all just did Mexi Night tonight,
we just
right?
did Mexi
so
Night.
Good.
Yep.
Some of the people had, like, more than one plate, but I just...
Hey. Stop talking about yourself
I'm lying,
like that.
I'm lying.
Well, at least you remember what you had for dinner.
But he's got a... it's only been 20 minutes.
Ask him again tomorrow.
Breakfast is lost forever, but dinner...
Probably not an omelet.
And Ron's got a. Did you see the grid? Were you involved in that? The lighting grid.
The lighting grid is beautiful.
Some of those lights are from my very classroom.
And they look great.
It's gorgeous. Just hope my principal's not a listener. Supporting the community.
It's going to be fine.
Did you help install that on the ceiling?
No, I did not.
It looks real good.
Yeah.
It
looks professional.
It does look professional. And when I saw those pictures of the grill set up in a different angle, it just made me very happy. I know that Ron's doing what he wants to be doing, and that's super cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yep.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks. Yeah. No, serious.
Now do I hear the dulcet tones?
I think you do now, yeah.
And the boys singing the song. It means the time is the Mickey's big hand and his little hand are at the quitting time of the show. Bingo is Life, the podcast.
Club.
Whenever you want to listen to it on the internet, Bingo is Life, the in-person extravaganza at Ruby's Arcade every Tuesday at 7:30 to 8:30. Thanks so much, Ken Gibson.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
And congratulations on your
career.
Success.
Success.
Come on, man. You've been successful.
You're successful.
I think Dan would take it out better.
Take us out.
Here he goes.
Thanks once again to Ken Gibson for being our guest. We wish him many continued successes and are certain that he will achieve such. And thanks very much for listening to this Bingo is Life, the podcast broadcasting from the historic Wine Brothers building in downtown Harrisonburg.
It's historic enough.
Well, it's old.
See you next week, kids.
Bingo is Life, a post-bingo Harrisonburg podcast, is brought to you by the Brothers Howdeshell and our friends at Ruby's Arcade in downtown Harrisonburg, Virginia. If you've enjoyed the show and feel it's worth spreading a little joy in this world, please tell just one person that you like this podcast. Word of mouth, more than any other form of promotion, is how creative works get noticed and sustain themselves. Thank you, Andrew Hickey, for that bit of wisdom, and thank you, listeners, for being part of the fun.